This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Competition in overseas markets is set to increase during 2024. We'll have more right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer talked about the state of the ag economy and the headwinds it faces in 2024. During his speech at the 100th Annual Ag Outlook meeting, he said there are challenges ahead.
We've seen a lot of growth in trade for agricultural commodities, for bulk agricultural commodities. Maybe the challenge is the fact that other countries have also stepped up and are producing more. So our challenge is our export share has declined. We've got more competition than the global market, but we need that trade to continue to grow.
One of U.S. agriculture's biggest challenges comes from South America.
Tremendous growth. When you think about Brazil, Paraguay, Argentina, tremendous growth in production. And we can handle that production at a global level and support prices when Chinese demand was growing at more than 4%, up to 8% a year. So we had China in the market pulling large volumes of soybeans off the market. That demand has slowed. Who's going to pick up that demand as we get an additional 6 million metric tons a year from Brazil? 2 million metric tons from Argentina. Land is expanding. They're going to continue to grow.
When it comes to soybeans, increasing domestic use can counter some of the lower international demand.
Domestic crush has been quite strong, fueled largely by our biofuel demand. So if you have challenges in the export market, it is good to have domestic demand. One of the places that we've had good domestic demand is in the biofuel market. But one of the challenges is we are drawing imported feedstocks into our biofuel production from around the world. And actually, imports as a total share of feedstocks is growing over time. And it is canola and used cooking oil. And so this is a very policy-driven market.
For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.